This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. He's going to be with us most of the hour. We also have a Washington State Representative, Matt Shea. We talked to him last night on the nightly news, and he's going to be joining us in the third hour to talk about the video that now has become kind of controversial. We received that video from some people in Washington State. We put it up with comments, and actually it was self-explanatory, I think. They were showing an MRAP vehicle, and they had a lady filming it, asking the deputy about it, and he's talking about all the different capabilities, and then play this video, guys. Go ahead and put the audio up on it while we're watching this. They can hear that.
Well, this, the nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they can pull right through a take enemy fire and still try to address the threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
There you go. So that's what we put up. We got that clip from somebody. Now, the sheriff's office there said that comment was taken out of context. No, the context was she asked him, why would you need that in America? We've seen this happen before. Remember when that happened in New Hampshire? It was a large over-the-top militarized equipment, I would call them white elephants, that was given to these small-town police departments. And there's a Marine colonel saying, you're better equipped than we were abroad. I think it was Fallujah where he was. It was, why do you need this kind of equipment here? He was very concerned about what that was telling us. And, of course, when she asked him, you know, what do you need, he was talking about this is going to protect us from fire. You know, we can get into this thing and not worry about being shot. And then he goes, well, why do you need it here? Well, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and people that stockpile weapons, lots of ammunition. They have weapons here locally. What is that about? They're concerned about citizens having weapons. They're concerned about people who are constitutionalists. We know very well where that's coming from. That's coming from the documents that we've shown over and over again, where the federal government is creating these scenarios, creating fear amongst the police departments, propagandizing the police departments to be afraid of the citizenry, telling them that their life is in danger every time they go out, that there are people who want to kill them, that they're not going to go home to their family, so they need to shoot first. And that's what we're seeing here, the change in the way the police are interacting with each other. So we're going to talk to a Washington State Representative, Matt Shea. He doesn't think that the comment is out of context, and he's going to give us a broader context of some other comments that have been made in that particular area. Now, of course, the sheriff of the Spokane County had said that he did not agree with the recent gun control legislation that was passed in Washington State by referendum, something making it illegal to pass firearms from one private individual to another without some kind of a background check. He pointed out he didn't even know how he's going to enforce that. It's really totally unenforceable. But that's not even the issue. It's not even the issue as to whether or not it's a good law or whether or not it is enforceable. The issue is, does it impinge on our constitutional rights? And Matt Shea had a very good comment when we got in touch with him last week. He said, nobody is proposing that you have to take licensing or get permits to exercise your First Amendment rights. Why should we have to do that with our Second Amendment rights? Well, of course, we see that people in Washington are hinting in that direction about the First Amendment as well. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Alex Jones.
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this December 17th, 2014. I'm here in the studio. Joining us live on the road is Alex Jones. Alex?
David, you've been doing a fabulous job. Thank you so much for sitting in one day last week while I was out and one day the week before and, of course, much of this week. Before I get into a lot of really important news and analysis over this landline I'm on, every time I even take a vacation for 4 or 5 days, which I'm on air probably more than any other radio talk show host out there, doing the Sunday show, taking part in the nightly news. Most talk show hosts take off about a month a year because it is exhausting. I take off on average about 2.5 weeks. And it's because when I do take off, people really complain. It becomes a whole conspiracy theory about where is Alex Jones. I mean, I'll just tell folks that last Christmas I had 3 family members die over the course of December into January. Remember, folks had to take off and on a record amount of time, about a week and a half, all those nightmares were unfolding. And then this year, it just seems to, when it rains, it pours. I've got family health stuff dealing with, and I've also got other things I'm just having to take care of. But a lot of it's actually very good news, very exciting, and I'll be able to talk about it in the new year. But the info war has never been stronger. It has never been expanding at this level. That's all I can tell people, is that we're doing some things right now that are going to be major game changers. The enemy is pulling out all the stops. It's like a spy movie. I'm not going to get into it, but it's extremely exciting. I mean, when I got into this fight 22 years ago, I had no idea that it would become like a James Bond movie. And before I get into the news here today and talk talk about some issues with David Knight, and we have a state rep coming on who's standing up to the sheriff. Most sheriffs are pretty good on average. This sheriff's a federalized minion, saying he mainly trains for war with the American people, and he's pretty much standing by those disgusting statements. We told you the MRAPs were for the people. We told you it was for the Tea Party and the veterans and the Christians and the conservatives, not because I have a crystal ball. I was given this intel 20 years ago by people in the military and the FBI when it was just by word of mouth. Then I was given by the FBI, and this was actually on video, they gave us this, at an Army checkpoint on I-35, secret documents that are in the takeover, that it was for preparations to condition the public for martial law, and now it's all been declassified. It's in Forbes, it's in Reuters, it's in the Washington Post. Pentagon prepares for its main enemy, the Tea Party. So let's just get this straight. There is a world government. It is tyrannical. It's anti-free market. It's overthrowing all the checks and balances of common law, Magna Carta, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. Should be Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights in that sequential time order. So I correct that. The reason I don't like people calling in and thanking me constantly, and the reason I raise this is because when I take a few days off, I get a lot more reflective, and I want to be on air so bad that burning passion that I always have to be on air becomes an explosive passion to be on air when I'm still reading the news, tracking information, talking to the crew. And that's why when I come back from vacation, I'm so charged up. But the epicness of this battle, I see all these other more well-spoken men than I, smarter women than I am as a man. And I see them in business and life being successful, but I don't see them in the animating contest for liberty. And so I'm humbled as a guy who, you know, quote, didn't finish college because I've started the media operation successfully, when all these great people look up to me, when I know that a lot of members of Congress on and off record listen to the show, when I know that all these people in Hollywood listen to the show, when I know that tens of millions of you listen to the show, when we have the number three guy in the Japanese government on who listens to the show, or Andres von Bülow, the former head of the Defense Department in Germany, their former CIA head, comes on and says he's a listener and helped base his book on some of my research, the CIA carried out 9/11, translated from German. And I'm not bragging about Alex Jones here. It just hit me again right before I went on air that I cannot believe I'm in this position. And I would imagine David, after I leave, could speak to this, how he got in the position he's in now, talking to tens of millions of people on the nightly news and when he fills in on the radio. But the reason I mention my personal experience and why I'm so humbled is that I already feel like I'm not doing enough. I already feel like I should be doing more. I'm already frustrated that my mind and my intellect and everything isn't strong enough to defeat these people. I'm here trying to move you, who are the answer, who are the solution, who are the resistance, to realize you have the power. David Knight's an engineer, worked in some research think tanks to promote liberty, did some research exposing illegal FDA testing on people to create fake numbers. He entered a contest, didn't win the contest, but here he is talking to tens of millions of people every day. You folks are the leaders. And I don't care if you're not a lawyer or a doctor or an FBI agent or a corporate owner. If you're just a school teacher or an auto mechanic, you can affect people. You can speak out. You can say no. You can expose this takeover that's happening. You have the power. That's why the whole system is about teaching you. You don't have the power as an individual. You only have the power through globalist institutions. And that's how they get the best and brightest to join this whole collective, compartmentalized, anti-human system that things are converting to. There's still a lot of the older, better parts of the system left. But as we convert to this tyranny, they don't want you to ever think about the big picture. And that's all I'm doing. I'm nobody. I am like Toto, the little black dog. Nothing special about me, except I'm so little, I can look under the curtain and see there's feet there running something, and it looks fake to me, and I pull the curtain back, and there it is. I'm not telling you what to see. I'm not telling you what's even going on. I am telling you as a little dog what I see through my eyes when I pulled it back. You can see what you see there, but it's there. And now it's out in the open. And so I am humbled to be here. And I just thought about the audience today, how wonderful you are, how good you are, and how you've put up with me and all of my annoying ticks and warts, you know, that I engage in. And that's why we're researchers so that there's different perspectives and different angles and different views on what's happening, because this thing is so big and it's moving so fast. That's why I want you to become citizen journalists. That's why I want you to start your own websites and start your own investigative reportage and never stop, because in that action, we will find the leaders that will take down the New World Order, but not just find the leaders. Doing little things overall, many hands make light work. And I know I'm stating the obvious here. It's just from the bottom of my heart in this Christmas season where we think about family, we think about Christ, we think about all the sacrifices of those that came before us for human liberty and dignity and goodness. And as we see evil exponentially growing and fraud growing and taking over, we also see that equal and opposite reaction in Newtonian physics of for every action there's an equal and opposite reaction, and we are that reaction. And to be that reaction is to then be in the presence of God's Spirit, and that's why I feel so humbled, because we're all fallen. We all have that flesh nature, and that's normal to then feel when you're actually fighting tyranny and everything, to actually feel humble, because it's such an epic, huge task that we're all involved in, and that's why I want everybody to realize that I commit in the new year. And this Christmas, to be even more of a man, to be more focused, to be stronger, and to commit everything, to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, no matter how horrible it is, because it is in that admission of what's horrible that we can then recognize what's good and preserve and expand and be good stewards of this planet and create a world where our future progeny can do things that we haven't dreamed of, just as our ancestors went through hell so that we can have so much liberty and so much wealth and be spoiled brats today. I want to transcend what this world's trying to do to us. I want people to break out of the trance. I want to break out of the trance, because we're all in a certain level in a trance of this modern world, caught up looking into, you know, the siren's eye of this whole media system. And so we don't have all the answers. Like Billy Corgan said last week, we don't have to always even be right. Our heart's right. Our gut's right. We want freedom. We know when we read the headlines, not just at InfoWars.com, but just all over the world, and what we see in our everyday life. Report, U.S. ground troops clash with Islamic State fighters. Pentagon announces increased military activity on Russia's border. State rep slams sheriff for defending controversial MRAP comments against constitutionalists. Cop tases 76-year-old car dealer for driving a car with expired inspection sticker. I mean, this is the type of stuff. Bush versus Clinton in 2016. New World Order dream matchup being touted as inevitable. See, they tout all this tyranny as inevitable, so you just think you're not in the game. Fed judge, Obama amnesty unconstitutional. Obama issues executive orders by another name. A full-blown economic crisis has hit Russia. Tie all those headlines together. Ladies and gentlemen, we told you 3 years ago they were going to start a war on Russia's borders in Ukraine or Georgia. We picked those two countries. 7 years ago, I made the Obama deception. Or 6.5 years ago, we predicted the Afrikaner invasion under humanitarian claims because it was in Pentagon reports. We predicted the attack on areas like Ukraine. They're now cutting off Russia's gas pipelines. They're routinely getting blown up. It doesn't matter that Russia has its own corrupt issues. They're not offensively doing this. The Russian ruble has collapsed. Russia is in collapse economically right now, with George Soros at the head of it, bragging publicly that he's running it. Now listen, Russia isn't trying to take our guns. Russia isn't trying to bankrupt us. It's George Soros who brags he's doing it. When they're done with Russia, they're going to get us, and they're already getting us with our jobs to China and our jobs to Mexico and opening our borders and put cancer viruses in the vaccines and jacking with us on every front. Stop living in denial for new listeners out there. If you'll just look into the wild claims I make, you'll find out truth is stranger than fiction. It's really going on. I mean, just take what's happening with Russia. In the matter of a year, they've taken an economy that was growing and people that were upwardly mobile and embracing capitalism and freedom and promoting families and family values, and they've turned it back into a Politburo Soviet style system, because it's the only way they can survive. Just like the globalists attacked us through their radical Islamicist on 9/11, so that they could then take our freedoms in a response to that attack. This is the master plan, just like army troops. We'll be right back. We're going to continue with this breakdown.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and on the road we have joining us Alex Jones. Alex?
Absolutely. Again, folks, I'll be calling in tomorrow, probably in studio the next day. David Knight sitting in doing a fabulous job. I get so excited when I've been gone just a few days, and I think the one reason our broadcast has been so successful, out of many, but the biggest, is I am excited. I am passionate. I'm not in this normalcy bias, mass Stockholm syndrome, I'm going to take it attitude. And I thought about who we resonate with. You know, they call us a niche audience. Well, everything's about niche media today. Well, I don't think of freedom and private property and due process and family and the right to self-defense and men being brought up to defend themselves and women being brought up to defend themselves and police working for locals and following the Constitution and not starting fights and wars with Russia. So we can turn them into a bigger tyranny than we are. I don't call that niche issues. I don't call devaluation of the dollar a niche issue. But the liberty movement has been a niche. That's all these cynical corporate people see it. They're always, good job. When I go to radio conferences and stuff, you really know how to work that niche audience. What I'm here to do is to work this audience into waking up other people to defeat the New World Order takeover that's happening because I don't want to be a slave. What is it that all the cynical corporate people out there cannot get? There's real things in this world. The globalists are enslaving us. The globalists are messing with the food supply. They are biologically and chemically engineering us. All the major BT crops kill 90%+ of the rodents by the third generation. I'm going to say that again. The ones that live have tumors all over them and are mentally retarded. I'm going to say that again. Why do they test drugs and foods on rodents and pigs? Because biologically, rodents and pigs, pig hearts transplant better than baboon hearts into humans. They test on pigs and rodents because biologically, they're the most similar to us. What a poison does to a rat, it does to us. What a poison does to a pig, it does to us. And the GMO food that they are feeding all of us kill the lab animals. Look it up. Kill the lab animals. Now, again, Bill Gates has said he wants death panels. He said at TED TV talk that he wants to reduce human population down to zero. We can play that clip. Everybody laughs because they're in the in group. So call me a maniac. Call me crazy. You're right. You're right. BT corn from Monsanto in German, U.S., and Canadian studies has been found to explode the little guts of little honeybees. And as the main contributor, that was frequency pollution to them being almost 80% dead in areas of North America. Okay, and on average is over 60%. In fact, the numbers are higher than that. They're always changing. Look it up. Is that alarmist? You bet, because it is alarmist. It is a crisis, and that's all I'm trying to get at here, folks, is that I do this every day, so I get very familiar and comfortable sitting next to this data that is so devilish, and I take a few forced days off to take care of other corporate issues, family issues, you name it, that have got to be dealt with because we're going to the next level, and it makes me realize that I am becoming comfortable with it. And I think that's what this personal rant is about today, before I get into some news in the next segment with David Knight, is that the news is even the best of us start getting comfortable with this, and I'm not going to get comfortable with my incremental soft kill. That's why the globalists do all this stuff as a creeping corporate death. But the good news is a lot of corporate people and a lot of folks in the actual strata of the system are waking up. And I'll tell you who's really waking up. Our military and our police. I'm not kissing their butts when I'm the guy that wrote the book, quite literally, on the police state and how it was coming. We lost that battle. It came. But because we warned everybody, along with Jack McClam and so many others, that it was coming, now they listen to us when it came. And who do you think really listens? They go, my God, Alex Jones saw this 20 years ago. Jack McClam saw this 30 years ago. Oh, my God, all these, General Parton saw this 20 years ago. All these other people saw this, warned us. Now it's coming true, and everything they keep telling us keeps happening. Yes, not because we're that smart. We have the documents. We publish them. We show you. This is a plan. So now I've converted over as I've got more sophisticated. Before I was like, how dare you be part of this? To now saying, hey, you better wake up. This will destroy your freedom as well. And they're listening. But meanwhile, they're trying to hire as many bad cops as they can, just like they, you know, try to promote radical Islamists so they didn't have an excuse to go into the Middle East. And they're trying to train cops in some departments to taser 76-year-old people that argue with them over an inspection sticker so that the public then hates the police and so that we then get in a culture war with them and the globalists have just divided and conquered again. So I know we can win this fight. When we come back, I want to get David Knight's personal experience, because I didn't plan this today. I'm going to get David Knight's personal experience on what this has been like for him, and does he feel humbled? And then sometime this week, we should open the phones up on that subject as well. We'll get to a ton of news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and joining us on the road is Alex Jones. Alex?
Thank you, David. I've settled down a little bit. It's just that sometimes it hits me just how epic this is. While we're all busy watching college and NFL football, the West, that is the criminal bankers, not the red, white, and blue. The red, white, and blue has been captured overall by the enemy. They're not trying to capture us individually, capture our towns, our police, our states. But the globalists and their methodology, their corporate system of anti-free market consolidation is starting war with Russia. They've driven down oil prices not to help start Western economies, but to bankrupt Russia that was trying to keep oil prices down by undercutting OPEC. So there's a price war going on, just like Walmart will move into a town for 5 years and sell stuff at a loss, and then after all the stuff's bankrupted, they have computer actuaries. This is public. There's been books written on it, and then they jack up the prices. They do it to suppliers, too. They come into an area and they say, yeah, we want you regionally, you know, say 10 different outfits, there's been lawsuits over this, to produce eggs, sign a contract for 5 years. And the contract has an out for Walmart. Within 2 years, there's a glut of eggs. The people didn't know it was a manipulation. Most of them go out of business, and then they'll have one or two suppliers that will sell them eggs just to not go bankrupt at cost or below. See, this isn't free market. This isn't capitalism. This is vulture capitalism, but disqualifying most people so they won't be against it by making them dependent. And I know you know that as an audience. We've got to get these basic truths out to everybody else. And the good news is you didn't hear these topics talked about 5 years ago on mainline talk radio. Now you do. You didn't hear this stuff talked about on CNBC 5 years ago. Now you do. Don't international bankers secretly rule the world? Aren't they in full control, panel? Doesn't the economy not matter now? They control all the currency and credit and keep it for themselves, and we now are just their slaves. And they go through all five people on the panel, and they go, absolutely, we are slaves to international world bankers who've taken over by fraud. Oh, but Alex Jones is a kook, and Ron Paul's a kook. Oh, and Alan Greenspan published essays and books. I've got some of them. We're going to look those up and do a whole report on them. I forget the names, his essays and two or three books. Oh, that's right. He co-authored one with Ron Paul. I forgot. It was a group of essays in a book put out by who was the founder of the Libertarian Party. We used to have him on. He died a few years ago. The point is he put a book out with Alan Greenspan and Ron Paul. See, Alan Greenspan's kind of like Darth Vader. See, he joined the dark side. This is what I'm getting at. This is not my opinion. Well, I'm never joining the dark side, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't fight this and speak out against it as new listeners, you have already joined it. Your silence equals consent, folks. This is a planned, total screw job, total evil takeover, and everyone knows it, or you're living on the moon. So all I can say is there are efforts out there to shut down freedom on the Internet. Zuckerberg publicly met with the Internet censor czar from China. The White House met with him. They're moving on us right now because they know you're waking up. That means we've got to fight that much harder. We have a chance to really turn the corner on this. Does it mean we're going to win? Look, it's a process. Yes, we'll win by them not getting their full world government in place so we can start reversing their gains, and they're going to keep fighting because they know how to make money and have power out of fraud. A leopard doesn't change its spots. The reason evil's taking over is that good people have gone to sleep. We don't change our spots either. But if we can be mesmerized and put under a mind control spell, that's what the globalists call it. They call it a high-tech, in their marketing manuals I've seen, a spell. They put a spell on the public. They get your kids with a certain beat in music when they're 10 years old to then be brought into their culture so they can be corrupted so that they never attain higher awareness. Again, it's all being scientifically done, and the very people doing it will admit they're doing it, but saying, hey, I want to make $1 million a year and work for the system, but boy, I feel terrible about what I'm doing, and then their kids end up being screwed up. Their kids end up committing suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, the wages of this system is collapse. The wages of this system is evil, and none of us are perfect, but the point is, we've been right. We're right today, we're on target, and we need everybody to take this information and get it out to everyone they know. 20 years ago, as I've said 1,000 times, maybe 1 out of 50 people knew that the Federal Reserve was set up in 1913, a foreign-owned subsidiary of Rothschild and Dutch royalty and British royalty with some Rockefeller ownership. Astor ownership, of those blue blood family ownership. You can look it up. Now, almost everyone wants it audited in national polls over 90% or want it abolished and know it's really private. Again, it went from no one knowing it's this giant private fraud to almost everyone knowing it. It went from Ron Paul 20 years ago, couldn't get one co-sponsor to repeal it. But now it's passed the House 2 times, and they've killed it in the Senate. But this time the Republicans have enough people to pass it. They probably politically won't because they're being blackmailed, so we'll just put more Tea Party people in there. The point is we've gone from no co-sponsors to it passing the House. You see, nothing can stop an idea. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. That's why they don't want to have an idea fight. the idea revolution, they want to kick off a civil war that I continually warn about, because they've got a chance to win that one. Because they'll play us off against each other. I just got chills, and that's not an affect when I say that. I mean, I get chills when I talk about this, because I'm giving you the enemy battle plan to enslave us and bring us down. We have the enemy plans. We have the Death Star plans, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got a lot better chance than the fictitious X-Wings in an imaginary universe to take it out. We can bring them down. Every one of you is a little X-Wing out there exposing the New World Order, exposing the globalists, exposing their program, exposing their plan, exposing eugenics, exposing abortion, exposing Planned Parenthood, exposing... I went and saw a movie last night with my children. I'll do a review later. It was The Hobbit, the Five Armies. I just thought it was a 2.5-hour video game. I mean, it was entertaining, but just not as good as the others, because it's just so cartoonish now. It was just a 2.5-hour battle scene, basically. Certainly entertaining, but I felt like I'd been brainwashed at the end of it. They had an ad at the beginning of it about Martin Luther King. The movie looked interesting. But notice how it's all perfectly timed. It's all about rising up and stuff, and it's going to make people get really angry and reinvoke bad stuff that went on, you know, 40-some years ago. Notice right on time when all the race war stuff is being promoted. This is all – it's been declassified that the CIA and the Justice Department give initiatives in Hollywood. We've played the clips of the Attorney General saying we need to brainwash the public about guns. We said literally brainwash them. Well, let's go back. It's the same thing on race. Once you know all their programs, you can see them trying to start a war with the police and have the cops start a war on us. You can see them bringing in the racial component. You can see them dividing us along straight gay. Not that there aren't issues from different perspectives out there that are going on. The point is, it's a distraction from the larger takeover that's happening. The battle against world government is raging. We're going into secret Trans-Pacific partnership treaties where they've leaked pieces of it, and it's total end of internet freedom, corporations ruling Congress, beyond fast track. It's all happening. They just don't tell you about it. It's buried in the back of congressional statements and legislation. This show is about bringing out these topics and presenting them, and then it turbocharges the broadcast that I happen to be totally freaking out about it, because that's a normal reaction, and then that gets sheeple who are in an unconscious state to kind of go, oh, wait, this sounds like a guy ranting about football. See, they make football all interesting on ESPN with all these guys in suits, and they're talking about every angle of it, but like it's a military operation to take up the areas in the male brain that are for strategic planning, warfare, business, you name it, so that we're all busy playing fantasy football and fantasy video games, living in a false reality. I mean, I see all these Sony PlayStation ads about, you know, be somebody, dare to be great. You know, all these slogans they've got about you can do great things, you can do epic things. Ladies and gentlemen, you can do epic things right now against a worldwide elite that is creating robots to replace us, putting total real-time internet systems into everything so that there's an internet of things, not to empower us, but to control and predict reality and then steer reality. You can already order on Amazon. It orders it before you order it and sends it to you. You go into pizza places now, it face scans and retina scans you and tells you what pizza you wanted to order by what your eyes looked at. I told you 15 years ago that I was in a DARPA facility at the University of Texas and shown this stuff when it was secret. I'm on record. I made films about it. It's coming. The total takeover. The takeover of your psyche. The takeover of your children's souls. The takeover of your free will. My God. Whenever I see that 1950s Body Snatcher movie, where, I mean, if it was Body Snatchers, it'd be easier, because they're not human. This is our own people doing this to us. He's gotten out of the small town. He's running up to the interstate. He climbs up the back of an army truck. He's warning everybody. They shove him out the back. He climbs back in, and there's pods in the back. And he jumps, and he goes, oh, my God, they're everywhere. You've got to warn everybody. That's how I feel, because it's all on record what they're doing. It's so diabolical. There's no goodwill in it. It's all done savagely and coldly and viciously. people, not because I'm a hero, but because I'm a deer in the headlights saying, my God, we better get out of the road here. We're going to get run over. Now, I know I'm ranting. This is what happens when I'm gone a couple days. But I want to get your take on this while I settle down a little bit and your view on what I was asking you earlier, David Knight, then I'm going to hit a few news stories and get out of here because I know you have that state rep coming up. We're going to send our reporters out there to the sheriff's department where the state rep is slamming them because there's a big protest coming up. And a lot of people would say, you know, what's the point of sending people out to one sheriff in Washington State? Well, when we first started interviewing the sheriff of Milwaukee saying arm people, that's what makes you safe, then the head of Interpol came out and said it. And then all these other sheriffs and police chiefs came out who didn't know they had the political support and who would have been targeted and were being targeted by Bloomberg. We came out and made them celebrities like they should be. We came out and held them up. That's a real celebrity, a man that does the right thing and stands up against bullies like Bloomberg and others, not some basketball player. The sheriff up in Milwaukee County is a hero. He's been on our show before, not somebody like Michael Jordan. I'm sorry. It's just that sheriff's a hero, putting his job on the line to do the right thing in the face of the globalists. Conversely, you get a sheriff like this saying, I need this to take on the constitutionalist, and we're going to try to get him here on the show. Well, then that's somebody who we need to point out it has it wrong, and we need to protest it to let people know, as veterans or gun owners or Christians or libertarians or conservatives, we're not going to let you list us like Hitler listed the Jews or other people as an enemy to be rounded up. We're not going to sit there while you prepare for full-out war with us, hoping we start something with you, putting provocateurs into our ranks to do it. I've had it done to me more than 100 times. More than 100 times. I mean, I put up with this, and I'm sick of it. That's why we don't want police getting hurt. We don't want to have a war with the military. But we don't want you, like Katrina, to come take our guns. We don't want you to follow orders that are unconstitutional. They're going to start a civil war. That's why we're protesting the First Amendment. With the First Amendment. That's why we're going to Congress. That's why we're taking over the states. That's why we're taking over the Congress. We're going to try to have a peaceful restoration of the Republic. David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, we're going to have that representative on in the next hour from Washington State. One of the things that he said that I thought was troubling in the interview last night, he talked about this sheriff having the Southern Poverty Law Center in to work with his deputies. The things that he said in terms of trying to tie the Bundy Ranch to these guys who shot police officers in Nevada, that's coming straight off of the script from the federal government, from Homeland Security.
Well, exactly. I mean, we already knew. When you hear that sheriff open his mouth, it's ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah.
Well, who are the ADL? They got caught breaking into police stations, getting all the data. They've been convicted of it. They've lost libel suits. They'll defend George Soros and give him awards, but then, you know, call me stuff. But take the Southern Poverty Law Center. It came out in federal court repeatedly that they ran Elohim City, the nest where McVeigh prepared everything, and that's on record. And when their own federal informants wouldn't lie and said, yeah, no, we trained them, they indicted them. Federal informants with no criminal record. Okay, and I've interviewed the police officers, everybody involved who knew about it. So just remember, folks, the Southern Poverty Law Center means business. They're not a bunch of little liberal dope smokers that care about black people up there. They're a hardcore intelligence operation who is on our butt. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody can be a victim of this kind of propaganda. I mean, this is obviously Southern Poverty Law Center is a part of the federal propaganda. And there's a lot of law officers out there who are victims of that kind of propaganda. This sheriff's deputy who mentioned constitutionalists, that was something that he had been taught. That was something that they had fed him. He didn't just come up with that word out of nowhere. So the question is, are they victims of propaganda or are they propagating the propaganda?
Well, let's be clear. The feds, just like the globalists fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and now our army has to fight them. You know what time about 10 years ago, an army soldier go, you're saying 9/11 isn't real, and I've got part of my leg blown off fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan? And I said, no. I said, that's not what I said. Have you ever heard me? He goes, no, I just heard about you on national television saying you said that. I said, no. I said, our government funds and protects these people, sets them loose, and then you got to go fight them for real. I know they're real. I had a guy call in once when I was on another show and say, man, I got shot in Iraq. Are you saying 9/11 didn't happen? And I said, I didn't say that. I said, our government stood down and funded them. And now look how they openly fund ISIS. Look at how they're openly turning them loose in Syria and other areas. And then our army's got to go fight them when they then blow back. That's a real war. That's a real fight going on over there. And that's how the globalists do it. They stir it up. They create the big crisis. They offer the solution. Same thing with the police. That's where I'm going with this.
And now they're stirring the pot really big with Russia, with these derivatives. And we see everything falling into place as they've insured their derivatives again. We see them increasing the risky loans that they're doing. We see them pushing with just three people on the House of the floor, three congressmen on the House of the floor, passing unanimously with a voice vote this $500 million bill to essentially go to war with Russia and impose sanctions on them. It's just absolutely amazing
moving,
to see them pushing.
They're moving U.S. troops in against the border when they did nothing.
Yes.
But getting back to the police, because I was just using the Al-Qaeda example, how we create the enemy. The police, they federalize them. They give them the armored vehicles. They give them the training. Then when they use it against the groups, oh, my gosh, the feds come in to save the day. Same thing. The same Justice Department that has its hand up the puppet area of the Southern Poverty Law Center is the same one then demonizing the police everywhere. I mean, I hope the cops are smart enough to figure this out.
Oh, yeah, I think so. We got to go to break. Alex, we're going to be right back with Alex Jones. And the next hour, we're going to have Representative Matt Shea from Washington. Stay
with us. This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin, and we have on the line with us on the road, Alex Jones. Alex?
Well, again, David, I'll be with you with this segment, the next, and the state reps coming up. But I'm looking at the interviews. I'm looking at the reports we've got. The Spokane sheriff has defended the armored tanks, calls InfoWars conspiracy theorists. That doesn't work anymore. He's going off a federal script saying they need these for coming war with the constitutionalists when they take enemy fire. We're being lined up like idiots, the red and blue team, basically, to kill each other, and just following the orders like a bunch of morons, while the global social engineers, as you said, are getting all the laws passed, bigger than 2008, to implode the next derivatives bubble, bring in the next big global recession that'll totally bankrupt Russia, hurt us bad, and then they will pose as the saviors when it's on record they engineered the 1929 collapse. It's on a record that these very same financial interests, they control all the money. So they want to create bubbles that finally pop, folks, to get your property, to make you a renter, so they can then social engineer you. And if they can't get you in a ghetto housing project, if they can't get you on these government reservations or plantations, they're going to put you in a corporate one. This is all about managing humanity, not to manage us to empower us. That'd be bad enough because of the tax-free will. God doesn't do that. We certainly can't do it right. It's like the Ring of Mordor. It always turns bad. And we cannot sit here and allow this. We cannot sit here and see all this unfold. Just briefly, and then, David, I want your take about what the experience of talking to millions of people is like, because I talk about how humbling it is, because I realize that we're all in this fight together. But please don't forget, folks, I'm also humbled by the fact that you support InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm humbled by the fact that you make all of what we do here possible. The globalists absolutely hate the fact that whatever's left of the free market, we're able to self-fund this truly independent, liberty-based media operation that you make possible. And by your purchase of the high-quality products, that's why I commit to you from the bottom of my heart to bring you the highest quality Made in America 1776 line. That's why I promise to bring you the very best cutting-edge super nutraceuticals. And we're running a couple specials right now. The Essential Holiday Health Pack, Secret 12 is back in stock, a limited amount of the super high-quality vitamin B12. X2 Nation Iodine and Silver Bullet, only $59.95. That is, $30 off at least. That's a retail value of $139, 57% off right now. I guess you say 70. I don't know how to do all these numbers. Just go to InfoWarsLife.com. Available for 2 days only, today and tomorrow. Essential Holiday Health Packs brings together three of our most crucial nutraceutical formulas, Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, and Silver Bullet. And if you act now, this limited time offer is our biggest InfoWars Life special this holiday season. This is the perfect opportunity to stock up and save on these key health products. PrisonPlanet.tv is still $29.95 for a year membership, instead of $54.95. That's nearly half off. 20 people can use it. Just get it. Give them the username passcode, as long as it's a unique one you made for just the site, and they can go check out all the films, the nightly news. That's 12 cents per person per month, and that just pays for the bandwidth. As bandwidth drops, we will continue to lower the price, like the singularity, of PrisonPlanet.tv until one day, if I get other funding mechanisms, it will then be free. And already you can have Roku, Boxy, you name it, watch it on your television. Get your friends and family to watch the films. If you like Jakari or Leanne or David Knight or McBreen or any of the other great reporters that are up there, Paul Watson, countless others, you know, they're at the operation. You can focus in on their reports or check us all out at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's really our best deal right there to wake people up at the same time. Thank you for your support. I'm ranting here, David. We're going to break. We're going to come back. And I want you to spend a few minutes. In fact, I'm just going to get off now. But I want to listen as I go back down and finish some work I've got to do. I want to listen to you via the free iPhone app. Talk about what this experience has been like for you. Because
GCN.
I want everybody else to think about
it as
well.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.